And this is your church home, man. We want you. You have a gift that we want unwrapped in this house. That whether you're, I don't care how young you are, how old you are, this is your church now. You are a part of the body. You're a gift. You're needed, and we need you now. Amen. And so we want you a part of the, everyone's needed. Everyone has a place. Everyone, did you see Nazareth give the communion today? Yeah. Come on, ladies. Come on, women. God's called you. The Bible says in the last days, he will pour out his spirit and daughters, sons and daughters will prophesy and proclaim the name of Jesus. And we believe at AO Church, it doesn't matter you're male or female. It's you're called for the work of the ministry here, and you're a gift to the body of Christ now. And God's moving in this place. God is, he's doing his thing. And I'm so excited that I don't care where you've come from or what you've gone through, you have a gift that God wants to unwrap today. You are a new creature in Christ. And I don't know about you, we all go through bad days. We all go through tough days. You ever remember that show a long time ago called The Twilight Zone? Yeah. You remember that? You know, black and white, it still exists. And man, you watch that show and it's like everyone in that show is having a bad day. And I don't know about you, if you remember 4 years ago, it was like the Twilight Zone here in Miami. There was this thing called COVID-19, that this pandemic that swept the whole earth, and no one knew what was going to happen. It's as if it didn't exist, but I can still remember going to school and kids were wearing masks at school. You could never wear masks in school. It was like, what is happening? You couldn't go to a movie. You couldn't go out. I mean, you couldn't come to church for a while. No one knew. It was a bad year. And a lot of you, maybe you've been going, this has been maybe a bad year for you. Maybe it's been a bad month. Maybe it's been a bad week. Maybe you've had a bad day. Man, for me, 2020 was maybe the worst year of my life. It wasn't good. COVID hit. My stepmom died of cancer in 5 days. They said, oh, she's got cancer, 5 days, she's gone. It was a bad year. After almost 20 years in marriage, my wife left. She left. I don't want to be married anymore. I don't want to be in the ministry anymore. And she left. And I was working at a huge church, 7 locations, now only has 1 location, one of the highest paid people on the staff, and they let me go, and a bunch of people go. COVID was here. The pandemic was here. And I lost almost everything I thought. I thought life was over. What am I going to do? I'm a pastor. My wife of almost 20 years decides to leave. I don't want her to leave. She's gone. I'm out of church. No church is hiring in the pandemic. I got 3 kids. I can't move because I want to stay with them. And I lost all my income like that. Gone. It was a bad year. Very difficult. And you know, when you're going through bad times, nobody knows what's happening in your life. You know, we have this thing called Instagram. It never shows it's always the highlights of life. It never shows the lowlights of life. You're never posting and saying, guess what, guys? My mom died, you know. I lost it all, yes. And everything is finished. We never post that stuff. So no one knew, and I didn't let anybody know. You know, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to go advertise that I feel like everything is stopped. That there's no hope, that there's no future. That's what I felt like. Where is God? How come this has happened to me? How come this happened? How could this happen? You ever felt like that? I have. Maybe you're here today and you feel like that. Maybe someone left you that you thought would never leave. Maybe you had a business and a career or a partner and they said, I'm going this way. Or maybe you had a job that you never thought would end and it ended suddenly. I don't know, maybe you have a diagnosis that you never thought you would ever get. Maybe you're in a place that you never thought would be like the Twilight Zone, where it just seems like there's no end, there's no north. What's going to happen? There's no hope in sight. I got good news for you today. God is the God of restoration. God is the God of new beginnings. Amen? No matter where you're at or how bad it looks, God takes what the devil meant for evil, and he will turn it for good. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. And no matter where you're at today, I don't care what's happened. I don't care who left you or what job left you or who turned their back on you or walked out of your life. It was for the glory of God. And this is a new day for you. Welcome to the new. Where the old is gone and the new has come. It's a new day for you. Amen. And maybe today you feel lost and defeated and upset, and you're sitting in this room, you lost the marriage, you're alone, you're hurt, you're lonely, things haven't worked out. Today, I think God's gonna be like the men in black and give you spiritual amnesia. It's time to forget the past. It's time to wash that stuff out of your mind and out of your heart. To allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse you and transform you and give you a new story and a new walk and a new life today. Today is your day. Welcome to the new. No matter what bad has come against you, God will turn it for good. Amen. He will use you. Your gifts and his callings are irrevocable. Everything we talk about here every week is everything I've lived and went through. And if God could do it for me, he can do it for you. Amen. Oh, there's no, oh, so point so low you can't come out of. There's no depth or valley that's too big or too black that you can't get light from. God is here. It's a new day. It's a new season. It's a new life for you. 4 years ago, the gyms had just opened up. Remember, they were shut down. For some of you, it don't matter, but back in those days, then they opened up again. You're like, oh, I still need to go back. And I remember, since there was no Instagram, and I went, well, there was Instagram, but I wasn't posting nothing about what was going on in my life. No, sir. It's only the good highlights. I walked into to the gym, and there was a guy that had come to my church a few times. This guy is buff. He's big, Christian guy. And he walked up to me almost like shaking, like he was almost afraid, like he was almost scared. Like he said, hey, pastor, I got a prophetic word for you, and I want to share it with you. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he had no idea what was going on in my life. And he shared me these three keys today that I want to share with you, three prophecies, three words of encouragement that I want to share with you this morning. You know what prophecy is? It foretells the future. It also encourages you immensely. Prophecy is exhortation. It's to lift you up. And when you have the gift of prophecy, this guy didn't know what I was going through. He had no idea. I hadn't posted it. I hadn't shared it. There's no way I was not on a bullhorn. I wasn't on Discord or Twitch. I wasn't sharing with nobody. But he had a word from heaven that completely changed my life today. And what he shared, I want to share with you, because these keys will change your life forever. I don't know where you've been and what you're going through or how bad it's gotten. God sent me to share this with you this morning. Are you ready to receive from heaven? Amen. The first key is this. It's time to forget. Have you ever forgotten your keys? You ever forgotten your iPhone? And they don't have the iPhone search for the iPhone that you lost? Because you know what it's like to lose your keys? You know what it's like when you forget your wallet? Like you're trying to go? It's like, I got to go, and you're almost outside. You ever get in the car? How many of you like me? I get in the car. It's supposed to be where I put it. It's not in the middle compartment. And I'm like, where is my wallet? Honey, where's my wallet? You forget. I forgot. Where is it? Where are my iPod earphones? You ever done that? It happens to all my kids. It happens to me. And then we steal them from each other and we're upset. It's time to forget. When it comes to your problems, God wants you to forget your problems today. It's time to forget your problems. It's time to stop rehearsing that same old story of this and that, and I wish I would have, and I wish that, and I don't know why, and we keep rehearsing every negative situation possibly known to man. The Bible says, meditate on his word day and night, and when you do, it'll make your way prosperous. And what happens is we take our problems in the bad parts of our life and we put them in our mind like a movie screen, and we look at it and analyze it, and we're like a DVR where we stop and look at the image, and then we rewind it again, and then we go back forward again, and we look at it again, and you have this thing called this imagination. And you have this ability to meditate, and we do that on the problems instead of the promises of God. And today, God wants you to be reminded, it's time to forget your problems. In Job, it says this, Job chapter 11, verse 16, it says, you will surely forget your problems. Everyone say, forget. Forget about it. Forget your problems, recalling it as only as water goes by or water has passed away. Can you imagine? This is what God wants it to be like. Your issues, your problems, they came. The bad parts of life, the people that left you, the things that went wrong, all the ifs, ands, and buts, and the redos and the wishes you had. It's like water that's flowing by, and it's time for it to go away. We're not in those lazy rivers where the waters of life keep coming back to remind you it's time to forget. It's time to say, bye, problems. See you later. I don't remember you no longer. Amen. Forget about that person that left. Let them be gone in Jesus' name. Forget about that disaster. Forget about it. It's 4 years ago. It's time to move forward. It's time to believe again. It's time to have hope again. Amen. It's time to believe that what God says about you is true. Life will be brighter than the noonday, verse 17, and darkness will become like morning. Come on, somebody. I know it's been dark, but it's time for the sun to shine bright like today. Amen. His mercy is new today for you. Amen. You will be secure because there is hope. Have hope today. If God could save me and redeem me and change me and get me to not walk away and say, forget you, God. I can't believe after 20 plus years of ministry, you allowed all this to happen in my life. Or maybe I did, or I had a part to play. I don't know. But he could still redeem your life today. He could still make your life new today. Forget about it. Bye, problems. See you later. No longer am I going to be reminded about that stuff. No longer. After today, it's gone. No more. No more talking about it. No, it's gone. Bye. Forget. If you could forget your wallet, you could forget your iPad, it's time to forget that stuff too. God forgets about it, so should you. Amen. No more guilt, no more shame in Jesus. It's a new day in Jesus. Amen. I love Philippians 4:8. This is not on the screen, but it just says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything, think on these things. Whatever is true. What is true? You are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. What is true is you're a new creature in Christ. What is true, you are in right standing with God. What is true, his gifts and callings are irrevocable, and he has not changed his mind about you. What is true, he is God, and every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of lights, and he don't change, so he hasn't changed his mind about you. What is true is you're a king's kid. You are the nobility of God. You have the mind of Christ. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You've been created in his image. You are more than conquerors in Christ. You are blessed going in and blessed going out. What is true?
is that the shield of favor surrounds you. What is true? You have the armor of God. You have the hope of glory in you. The Spirit of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God is upon you. This is what is true. That is why you forget your problems. By problems, no longer. Your life is always going to move in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And so what you need to do is if you got to read this and stand on this and meditate on this and declare this word about you every day until your mind changes. Until you get that stinking thinking out of your mind. So that every time the devil, like he came to Jesus and he said, hey, do you want to turn this bread, this stones to bread? And he says, nah, it is written, man. You want to go and put me up on top of a mountain and bow down? And he said, nah, it is written. You need to quote back to the devil. Every time he says, well, you messed up. And you say, no, as far as the east is from the west, he's removed my transgressions from his sight. That I'm a new creature. I'm a new species. I'm part of this heavenly kingdom. I'm a king's kid. And he doesn't change his mind about me. That's what is true. Forget you problems. Bye. See you later. MIB, baby. It's gone. Some of you don't know. You ever seen that Men in Black movie? Had that special wand. Just took all your memories. It's time to forget. I love Psalms 103. What does this say here? It's time to forget. Everyone say it's time to forget. What do you remember if we're supposed to forget? Blessed the Lord, O my soul. It's not on the screen, or maybe it is. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's time to forget your problems. What's his benefits? Right here. Who forgives all. Everyone say all. Did it say some? No, it says all. Who forgives all your iniquity, who forgives all and heals all your diseases. Verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Hallelujah. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all those who are oppressed. Forget your problems and be reminded of all his benefits. He heals all, forgives all, forgives all, everything. Well, but not this one issue. No, no, no. He forgives. Whatever you did, whatever you've done wrong, whatever mistake you made, past, present, future, he forgives. It's a new day for you. It's time to believe again. Believe what he says about you. What is true? This is true. Amen. Truth sets you free. Who the Son has set free is free. No, you still are bound to your... No, you're not. Second key. God wants to heal you today. I don't know what's happened to you like that happened to me. But God wants to heal you from the inside out today. Someone harmed you. Someone left you. Someone did whatever they did. Family member. Abuse. Traumatic events. Words that have been spoken. Things that should have never happened that happened to you. Today, God is going to heal you and heal your heart. Amen. It says in Psalms 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Who hurt you? Who left you? What words have been spoken that have harmed you? Today, God wants to heal your broken heart. Maybe you're like I was 4 years ago. I mean, just devastated. Broken. But I'm here to prophesy to you today, like someone did to me. It's time to forget your problems. And God wants to heal your broken heart. Whatever has been done, as strong as much as it hurt, God can heal your broken heart. He can put the pieces back together and give you a new heart today. I want you to put your hand over your heart for just a moment. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that the hand that is on my heart be your hand this morning. And right now, in Jesus' name, I ask for the Holy Spirit to just touch and mend every wound. Lord, heal from the inside out. Do open heart surgery on every word, on every past event. Anything that's crushed us, that caught us off guard, things that were said that have wounded us like never before. Lord, I ask today that in the name of Jesus, from the inside out today, your healing presence come and put us back together again. Heal us again. Have your way with us again this morning. Heal us today. Lord, I pray that you remove every pain. Lord, we replace every memory. Lord, that you give us spiritual amnesia this morning. Holy Spirit, like we sang, come. Repair all damage that has ever been done in our lives this morning. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare hearts to be healed. Jesus' name. Wounds to be bound together again. Life to come. Healing to come. Lord, we release those people that have hurt us. We forgive those that have wronged us. Forgive us, Lord, for our mistakes in this pain. And I ask that you to do only what you can do this morning, right now, from the inside out. Help us to forget, oh God. Heal us now in this place. Heal us now in Jesus' name. The third key, God wants to do something new today. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Today, God wants to do something new in your life. Amen. Do not dwell any longer. Don't sit. Don't stay. The third key, God's going to do a new thing today. It starts now. His word from thousands of years ago is the same for you today. It's a new day. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Welcome to the new. Amen. I know for me, 2020 was bad, man. It hurt. Maybe this month has been a bad month. Maybe 2024 has been a bad year. Maybe like me, you lost a marriage. Maybe you've lost friends. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you've made big mistakes. Maybe you've sinned against God. I want to tell you, your biggest sins are not too big for God's grace. His mercy is new today. Don't dwell on the past any longer. Today is a new day, I declare, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's nothing you have done wrong that Jesus didn't pay for. You are not what you have done. You are who God says you are. And Jesus calls you holy and blameless and right with God. You can't change your past, but God can change your future. And that happens now. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that? I want you to just stand to your feet for just a second. Today, you have new keys to forget your trouble, keys to heal your heart, keys to welcome you to the new, keys that open new doors for you. Amen. There's a master key, the key of all keys, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the master key of your life. Jesus unlocks all that you need, all prosperity, all your future, all righteousness, all forgiveness, all hope, all blessings, all new beginnings come through Jesus. All the miracles you've been praying for, Jesus. You are who God says you are. You're the nobility of God. You're a king's kid. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He calls you good. And today is a new day for you. I want you to just close your eyes for just a moment. I don't care how bad it's been or how bad it got. If you're like me, I lost my mom to cancer. I lost the marriage. I lost the business. I lost my career. But 4 years later, everything that was stolen has been restored. I have a new marriage. I have a new home. I have a new church, a new family. God has returned back everything I lost. And it all came through Jesus. And today, God can restore everything that's been lost, can be restored back to you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is the key to the new. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning? Come on. Jesus! Come on.